God domain and where God throne is and the unseen realm, baby, what the king say goes. And all this seen world that we live in right now, everything that's seen right now has its origin, man, come from that unseen world. Well, what the king say go. All that you see right now, that's a result of what the king say. And then man took what the king say, man, and gave man authority that the king say. What do you say? That's why I say, let me stop right here. And because sometimes I come on the broadcast, you know, it'd be like, well, there's so much on the inside of me, you know, and so much that we have to learn and grow into, boy. That's why God gave us eternal life, I believe. He take us forever, boy. Becoming who we already are. What? Just like our Father in heaven. And he's infinite. He's always becoming. And so will we forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Where at, Arthur? What I said, Arthur? That ain't a sweet by and by. That's in the kingdom, man, of God. What you mean, the kingdom of God? That's what the king say. That's his ruling authority. That's his government system. This how his government system work, man. The king say, let there be light. The king say, let's create the heavens and the earth. The king say, let everything came from what the king say. Who the king? Man, our Father, which art in heaven. Our God, our source, our sustainer. Well, we gotten away from what he say. Even in our messages, we've been preaching, man, what we think about what he say. Instead of just preaching what he say. How he said it, under the same spirit that he preached it in. What, man, he preached it in love. Listen, even when he was, man, running them out of the temple, man, with the whip and everything else, man, let me tell you something, even though however, whatever attitude you had, he was doing all that in love. How you know that, Arthur? Because he told them something after all of that. He didn't just run them out, man, he told them something, man. What? Hey, you're welcome to come back in, but man, let me tell you something, man. My Father's house is a house of prayer. Leave your doves and everything else out there, man. You know, but when you come up in here, come up in here, man, and fellowship and commune with your Father in heaven. Come back into a relationship, man, with your Father in heaven. Don't come in here with your religious rituals and ceremonies and everything else. Come back into your relationship. This is a house of prayer, of fellowship, of petitioning, man. We made it religion. That's why our prayer's not getting answered, really, man. You know, we praying religious prayer. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. That means you don't, some people don't pray. And then he's saying, then those who do pray, say you pray, but you pray amiss. What? You don't pray right. You mean well, thank God for the Holy Ghost because he's taking it and doctored up, man, and everything else, man, to keep us sustained. Them disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. Because, boy, they saw, man, a great while when Jesus would go and pray. The Bible says in the book of Luke, man, after a great while he'd go and pray, great while before day. And when he come out of prayer, boy, he come out of prayer, man, listen, he wasn't praying for the sick. After he come out of prayer, boy, he was healing the sick. He was casting out devils. They didn't. Them disciples didn't ask him, Lord, teach us how to do that. No, they say, Lord, teach us how to pray the way you pray. A great before day, man, you go before your Father in heaven, the kingdom of God, the governing authority of God. You ain't going, man, to have church, man, and sing songs. You going, man, to petition, man, going to God on behalf of us, man. You are a great high priest, man. You petitioning God on our behalf, man. You are intercessor, man. You are our advocate. You petitioning God on our behalf. So that we might have a legal right, man, back to what he said about us in the beginning. Well, let me go a little bit further than in the beginning. From the beginning, what your original intent was what your original idea was, what your original purpose was for your creation of mankind. Why? Because you're a king. And you have, man, a governing system. Your kingdom operates by laws and principles, and you're the ruling authority of it, man. And your kingdom, man, is the unseen realm, the heavenly realm, man. And you're a God of love. And boy, the object of love is to be loved, man. So you created you a family of sons that you could love. Who is that? Mankind. So that you can express your love to, that you could give your love to, so that, boy, they could give their love back to you. You just want a love affair, a love relationship with your children. I tell you, boy, that's what he wants more than anything else. He just want to love us. Who? The one that man got all together and all everybody. And he want everybody to love him. So, boy, what he doing, man, you know, he said, I want me a family son. So, he loved, and he want to be loved, so he created, man, a family son. That's you. I'm going to say this. Let me back up. Unto us, a child is born. That's Arthur. Me. By the will of my parents. This flesh that I live in, this body. And unto us, a son is given. That's that born again spirit man on the inside of me. And of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Of his original intent and plan and purpose that God has for his life, there shall be no end. The gates of hell won't even be able to prevail against it. In other words, what he's saying there, let me make it plain and simple. Even after they die physically, man, that don't stop, man, it from taking place for them. The good news is I kind of tell you, man, you ain't got to wait till you till the sweet by and by to start experiencing what the kingdom of heaven is. You can start experiencing that now. Why? Because that child that was born, Jesus, and that son that was given, the Christ, he come with a purpose. What purpose, man? He come with a ruling authority, excuse me. He come with the government of God. He come with, man, the original intent and precept of Almighty God for our lives. Listen, this is... Let me just fast forward for the sake of time. Tell you what God's original intent is. What his original intent, what his original purpose is, man, for our lives. God is love. He is love. And again, the object of love is to be loved. And God has a kingdom. And boy, kingdoms, man, one thing about kings, and he's the king of his kingdom. And his kingdom got beings there, angels, that's where all the angels are, and everything, all his kingdom. That's in the unseen realm. That's his kingdom. That's his domain. Well, he's the ruling authority of that. And what he say go. And boy, what he want to do, man, this is the splendor of a kingdom. He want to expand his territory. He want to expand, man, His ruling authority. He want to expand it. So boy, he create man. Here he is in the unseen realm, heavens, and boy, he want to expand man his kingdom. So boy, he create man a seen realm. Glory to God. That's when in the beginning he said, God create the heavens and the earth. That's all the hell. That's all the eon of space. That's the universe. And then he specified a specific place and the earth. Well, the earth is included in the heavens, but he specified the earth. Why? Right, what he doing, boy? He extending. He doing something. Well, He extending his rule, his governing authority, his domain, his influence, his culture, his lifestyle, his being. He extending everything that's around him, that's like him, and everything else that he consists of. He want to extend that man from the unseen realm to the seen realm. And he want to have a family of sons. But let me say it right. He want a family of sons that he can commune with, that he can fellowship with. That's why Jesus said, "My Father's house shall be a house of prayer." He want to love his family. He want to love his children. He want children, and he want to love them. That's why the Bible say nothing can separate you from the love of God, boy. He just want to woo us back into his love, back into his arms, man, so that we can grow in love with him and fall in love with him, man, and then we can walk upright before him, pleasing in his sight. And he want to extend that, man. He want to extend, man, heaven to earth. He want to colonize, man, earth with heaven. He want to be on earth, in this seen realm that you and I live in. Hey, listen, this is his original intent. He wanted to be on earth just as it is in heaven. That's his original intent. That's why he created man. That's why he specified the heavens. That's all the universe and everything else. And earth is included in that. Then he say, and the earth. Why? Because I rule the unseen realm. That's my domain. That's God talking. He say, "Hey, in the heavens up here, this what I say go. And everything in here is in line with what I say. And long as everything is in line with what I say, then man is in order. Then, and everything is in order because it's in order with what I say. It's in right alignment with what I say. It's walking after man what I say. It's being obedient man to what I say. Why? Because I'm the government. I'm the ruling authority. And boy, if you be obedient and don't rebel against what I say, then all of the kingdom of heaven, all of the treasures of heaven, all of the peace of heaven, all of the governing authority, all of the dominion of heaven, all of heaven is your inheritance. That belongs to you. That would be the benefits of it. That's the benefits of it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Bless his holy name, who forgive all our iniquities, who heal all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction and crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy, so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. What do you say, man? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. Our inheritance. So what he want to do is extend the rule of heaven. He want to extend the kingdom of heaven. He want to extend that to earth. And he want to do that through you. He want to extend that through you. He want to do that work through you. So he created you and he wants you to be just like him. So he created the reason why he specified the earth, because he said the earth going to be your domain. The earth going to be your territory. The heavens belong to God. The earth he gave to us. For what? Not for us to have church, sing songs, and have a good time. That's not inclusive in it, but that ain't his original intent. That's not his purpose. If we're not careful, we'll be preoccupied with the means, like I always say, at the expense of forfeiting the end. And that's why we're struggling in church. That's why we're having so much problem. That's why there's so much sin in our lives, man. Because, boy, you're going about it the wrong way, man. You miss the concepts of God because you don't know, man, his original intent, his original purpose. What it is, man, he want to establish, man, his rule, his reign, his territory, his governing, his authority. He want to extend that from the unseen realm to the seen realm. You pray it all the time. Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. First request. You don't say you pray for food, money, means in which to make it. The Bible, he say, your Father, I know that you have need of all of that. We praying for things that he tell us don't even think about. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. The Bible say, hey, hallowed be thy name. The first request, Lord, thy kingdom come. Because when thy kingdom come, what you mean thy kingdom? Your governing influence, your governing authority, your rule, your reign. When I come back into your kingdom and get in alignment, man, with what you say, then it can be, your will can be done in my life here on earth, just as it is in heaven. When, not in the sweet by and by, but when I come into your kingdom, when I seek first the kingdom of God, when I seek that first, when I go after that, and how I'm going to go after that, morning, I got to make it known. He got to make it known to you. If you're a millionaire, if you inherit $1 million and nobody never told you, then you could die of poor, broken, hunger when all the time you're a millionaire. I come on this radio broadcast to tell you that you are not a millionaire, not a billionaire, not a trillionaire. You're a kingionaire. A kingionaire. You own everything. All the treasures of heaven. All the peace of heaven, all the joy of heaven, all the ability of heaven. You just got to come to the knowledge. That's why I say my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge, man. They substituted religion, man, and feelings and emotional messages and everything else, man, for information. They prefer inspiration. They prefer entertainment. They prefer feeling something than they over knowing something. So they determine how well church was by how well the man, the message stirred them up and made them feel. So they caught up in a feeling and emotion, and that ain't no bad thing. But they don't know nothing. They don't know who they are, like my brother was saying to me. As a result of us not knowing who we really are, that's why we walk on in darkness. That's why it's hard, man, to come out of even the thing that we want to come out of. You walk on in darkness. What? When you see the word darkness there in the Bible, the word light, darkness is, or the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light, the word darkness there means, man, ignorance or lack of knowledge of. The word light means information, knowledge in the Bible. What's darkness? Ignorance, not knowing. And if you don't know, man, God's original intent for your life, you don't know, man, let me say this right here. If you, wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. It's sad to say that the church don't know what its purpose is. It's sad to say that mankind don't know what its purpose is. And reading, the main reason, because they don't know, man, God's precept, what God's purpose was. Again, his purpose is to establish his rule and his reign from the unseen realm to the seen realm, the earth, through you, through his children. Why? So they could be on earth just as it is in heaven. How are you going to do that, man? Hey, he set up a government, a ruling authority that has principles and laws and everything. Just like, listen, there are laws in the kingdom, man. Just like there are laws in religion and everything else, just like he gave Moses them laws and gave in the laws of this governing authority, or this governing world that we live in, and democracy and everything else, just as they had laws and principles and everything, all the whole thing. Same way with God. I guarantee you the majority of the church don't know nothing about the laws of the kingdom. They know about the law that God gave Moses. We know all about that. You know why it's so hard for us to keep that, man? Because you don't know how. You want to. The will is there, but the way, you don't know. Why, man? Because you got David say, Lord, teach me your precepts. The children of Israel saw the acts of God. The Bible says because Moses knew God. Moses had a personal relationship with God. David had a personal relationship with God. They went after, man, not the things of God, man. They went after the God of the things. This is what they said. Lord, I want to know what your mind is. I don't want to just see your hand, but I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know, man, what's in your heart. I want to know what you say. They went after, man, they went after his mind. They went after, man, the thoughts of God. They went after him. That's why they say, seek first the kingdom of God. I guarantee you, boy, you got. I guarantee you. See, what the problem is? We going after everything else but that. Boy, you go after God, man. You'll discover, boy, a treasure, and it ain't hidden from us. It's hidden for us. And boy, you'll sell everything that you got, and you come by that field and have all that treasure in it and the field. The most important, boy, you want the fear because you discovered the treasure. Listen, God want to do things in the life. I mean, when we came down here, man, we started off our ministry way back down here in Louisiana, way back in the day, I guess about 10 years ago. And God, first message that he told us, man, that I know that he started to share with us, he would always say, he looking to and fro the earth. He's looking for men and women who he can show himself strong on their behalf. Why? Because, boy, he want to change mankind. He want to change, man, what's going on in the earth. He want to change, man, religion into relationship. He want to change those who are operating and thinking they're servants of the Lord into sons of God. He want to change, man, all those who are operating in the religious titles and everything else, you know, and going after religious titles and doctors and all that's all good. You want to change them into, man, ambassadors. Not representative, man, of the denomination, of their doctrine, of their degree, or of their knowledge, but, man, ambassadors. Because I told you all that's going to pass away. One day there ain't going to be no more apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors. They ain't going to need no need of that. But you're going to always be a representative, man, of the kingdom of heaven. You're going to always be an ambassador. You're going to always be a child of the Most High God. You're going to always be a king. You're going to always be a ruler. Why? Because that's God's intent for your life. And many are the plans in your heart, but God's purpose is going to prevail. And what we doing, man, what we in this earth for, boy, to allow God, man, to establish, man, dead on the inside of us. That's why Jesus came. God had that on the earth. He had that on the earth. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Those are the only two perfect chapters in the Bible. What you mean by that, Arthur? In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, boy, God established man dead on the earth. What you mean? He established man. He extended his domain. He extended his rulership. He extended man what he wanted down to the earth. First he decided what he wanted, then he spoke what he wanted to what he wanted made out of, and then, man, he established it on the earth. In Genesis 1 and 2, when it was on earth, just like it is in heaven. Normally when kings or kingdoms, man, expand their territory, they do it through battle and through conquest. They go and take over a territory, but God did it different. He planted a garden. Glory to God. If you don't hear nothing else as I close this broadcast, he planted a garden in Eden. The word Eden is a Hebrew word that has five strokes. In Hebrew language written in the strokes. One of the strokes means, man, spot. One stroke means moment. One stroke means the life of place. One of the strokes means open door. One of the strokes means environment and atmosphere that come from the literal presence of the Lord. So what is Eden? The life of a spot for the moment. But that was for the moment. What? For what purpose, man? That's a delightful place with an open door into the literal presence of the Lord. And the atmosphere and environment that come from that. What's Eden? That's a spot. It can be anywhere on the earth. It's not a geographical location. If you got the kingdom of heaven on the inside of you, that's Eden. You've been restored back to Eden. That's the government. That's the government that God set up on the earth, and He set up a little carbon copy of heaven on the earth. If I could say it that way, and He, what He doing? He extending His culture, His everything from heaven to earth, and there He placed the man in there, in that place. What that place is? That's a carbon copy of the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven. And where was it? It was on the earth. Glory to God. So God had heaven on earth, and there He placed a man in heaven on earth, the Garden of Eden, the presence of the Lord. And from there He told him to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. What God does, He colonizing man, earth with heaven. And then when they would have children from that place, and then when their children would go into another part of the earth, then man, that's another spot. That's a delightful place where the presence of the Lord is. So their children would take Eden to their home, and their children, man, the whole earth would be filled with the glory of God, but it would be on earth just as it is in heaven. Eden be all over the earth. God had that in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And He was walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. What it was, unbroken fellowship. No sin in those chapters. What it was is the kingdom of heaven on earth. And God, man, original plan is started on the earth. Then in chapter 3, boy, that's when man rebellion came. That's when sin came. And it wasn't just a result of Adam, man. That's where the evil spirit came in. I'm about to end, but this broadcast, I'm going to go with you and let you know something as we close this broadcast, boy. God lost that kingdom in Genesis chapter 3. And from Genesis chapter 3 all the way through your Bible is a means to one end. What that boy, what the king say, go. He already decided, boy, before the foundation of the world, boy, what his plan and purpose was for your life and what it was going to be. And it's going to be that. It's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. And he's going to do that through his family, through us, through his children. And we steady progressing and going through the divine process of God, becoming who we already are. Adam, man, lost that kingdom and lost that dominion and lost that life, man. And the same way Jesus was walking on the earth, that's the way all mankind was supposed to walk on the earth. That's the way Adam was supposed to walk on the earth. Adam should have did to that devil just like Jesus did to him. It is written, or the Lord said, no, they bowed down. And as a result of it, boy, God lost his kingdom and man lost his identity and his dominion and his authority and his rulership over the earth and turned it over into the hands of the devil. And he plunged our world into what we have here today. But I say it again. Isaiah prophesied, say, one day, boy, a child going to be born and a son going to be given. And when he coming, he ain't coming with no religion. He coming in with a government on his shoulder. He coming more to re-establish, boy, the kingdom of heaven back on the earth. He come to bring back the Garden of Eden back to the earth. Them angels with the flaming sword, he come to release them and, boy, become the door there to that kingdom. And, boy, he telling you today, man, all you got to do to get in that is to come on in. And when you come on in, listen, that's just the beginning. You just rediscovering the kingdom of God. When you come into there, then, boy, all your everything going to be all right. What I got to do from there, Arthur, just keep on growing. Just keep on seeking after the kingdom. Just keep on listening, man, and hearing, man, and getting information and learning, man, about the kingdom of heaven. And as you keep on, baby, you're going to start growing. I told you, you ain't heard nothing yet. You stay tuned in to what God is doing. Listen, I love you. The kingdom of heaven is available to you. It's been restored back to this earth. And, man, I couldn't tell you about it. If you like further information, you can always contact us, man, at 713-870-3776. That's, again, 713-870-3776. My wife, Gail, and I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Pastor Arthur LeVay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.